Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Jim Thornton. CHP officers make an arrest following a collision that killed three teens near Corona.
The investigation has now changed from a hit-and-run collision to a homicide.
CHP Lieutenant David Yokley says a Corona man has been booked on suspicion of murder after a collision Sunday night on Temescal Valley Road near Trilogy Parkway. Yokley says investigators, with help from witnesses, determined the suspect intentionally rammed a Toyota Prius with six teens on board, causing the driver to lose control and slam into a tree. The three surviving teens were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Witnesses also helped officers find the suspect at a home near the crash site. Also located an Infiniti with front end damage.
I want to thank the citizens that stopped and assisted those parties that were injured in the collision. I want to thank them for coming forward and helping us to find the individual responsible for this.
A sheriff's website indicates the suspect was being held without bail. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The hunt is on for a Mercedes-Benz sedan that was involved in a fatal hit-and-run last night in Arleta. Police have multiple witnesses, and they're still gathering evidence.
The accident took place on Branford Street when a Hispanic man in his 30s crossed the street mid-block on his bicycle and was hit by a silver Mercedes-Benz 350E. LAPD officer Danny Martinez said the car was traveling at a high rate of speed at the time of the collision.
The person wasn't dragged, just thrown. After the impact, the bicycle was about 140 feet.
In addition to having statements from two witnesses, detectives are still trying to find video that could show the path of the car following the collision, which could also reveal a license plate. Because the accident ended in a fatality, there's a $50,000 reward out now for information, which leads to the arrest and or conviction of the driver of the Mercedes-Benz. In the San Fernando Valley, Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Burglars broke into a woman's home in Sherman Oaks. They made off with something more valuable, though, to the owner than the jewelry they stole.
Her dog, Stella. Barbara Goodhill says the thieves also made off with a computer, but she tells KNX she doesn't care as much about that as she does her labradoodle.
I have placed a $500 reward in an envelope at the Pet Doctors of Sherman Oaks on Ventura Boulevard. The Pet Doctors in Sherman Oaks are holding this cash reward in return for the safe return of Stella with no questions asked. All they have to do is hand her over, and the cash reward will be given with no questions asked.
The thieves tried to claim they found the dog when they took it to a vet hospital in Lawndale, but left with the dog when they realized Stella had a chip. There is surveillance video. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Former Angels second baseman Bobby Grich was robbed recently as he played golf at the Coto de Casa Golf and Racquet Club.
It was not the kind of hit-and-run play the Angels All-Stars remembered for. Bobby Grich was on the golf course just before dark earlier this month when a bold thief made his move. Grich told the OC Register he was taking a ball out of the 16th hole when he heard a commotion and saw a man in black stealing his golf cart. He yelled at the man and chased him down the fairway, but no luck. Grich eventually found the cart abandoned and got his phone back, but he lost his expensive golf clubs and his wallet with cash and credit cards in it. And that wasn't the end of it. Grich said that within a half an hour, the suspect went on a spending spree. More than $400 at Rite Aid and more than $250 each at Ralph's and Target. He managed to get surveillance images of the suspect from the Rite Aid. The OC Sheriff's Department would only say they're investigating a grand theft worth about $4,000. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
Hundreds of people line the streets of South L.A. for the 35th annual Kingdom Day Parade today.
Right out of the gate, attendees were entertained by the L.A. Unified School District All-City Honor Marching Band. Pamela has been driving in from San Diego to attend the parade with her grandson and nephew for the past 5 years.
Because I want them to see what's going on in their community and make sure that it's not just a parade, because we always do something that's of service as well afterwards.
Keith Parker is a teacher at Wilder's Preparatory Academy Charter School in Englewood, which has been taking part in the parade for several years.
So it's really, really great to come out and continue to support each year, prep the kids, prep our minds to, you know, being in the event. But at the same time, not just for this day. This should be a day that we celebrate, but we don't just celebrate one day. We keep it going each day and every day.
One man I spoke to told me that he met Dr. King when he came to his church and that he left him with the impression that all things can be accomplished. In South LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There's a big spirit of helping others on this MLK Day on one particular street in Hollywood.
An enormous pile of clothes stretching a full city block has taken over the middle of Seward Street off of Melrose Avenue.
My heart swells, quite frankly, to be here and to be able to, like, do something that's meaningful for people who are in need in Los Angeles.
About 1,200 people of all ages, backgrounds, are here to help Big Sunday sort the clothes, which will be donated to Angelenos on Hard Times. Big Sunday founder David Levinson.
It's a very divided time. We think it's important to bring diverse people together to enjoy each other and focus on what we share.
Levinson says the clothes will then be donated to families through local schools and organizations. In Hollywood, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.